Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2333, recorded on Thursday, the 17th of July, 2025. I'm Phil Harrison. I'm joined by Alison Applin to read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. We're always pleased to hear from you. We've had many calls and messages following the confused delivery, or rather non-delivery, of the 3rd of July recording. As we mentioned last week, the Royal Mail did collect the sacks of wallets containing the recording, but somehow forgot to distribute them to the sorting team, and instead returned the sacks with the undelivered recordings to Chatterbox, where we found them on July the 10th. We and the Royal Mail apologise for the inconvenience and irritation that this must have caused for many listeners. We're pleased to welcome two new listeners to Chatterbox this week, David Lubbock of Mattershall and David Sanford of Brook. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy listening regularly to the weekly recordings, as well as the occasional special features. Before we start this week, we have a message from Paul Henderson.
Hello, it's Paul here. Just a reminder that after this edition of Chatterbox, we will have our summer edition of Chatteround with something of interest for everyone. We've got a chat about Braille, the process to assist blind and visually impaired people to read, which was invented 200 years ago. I suspect not many of you are enthusiastic about many insects, but we have someone who has advice, particularly for blind people, how to view some insects more positively. And we learn about the role of a football club physiotherapist, as well as listen to a chat about a project which connects musicians from three different countries over the summer. Join us for all of this after this edition of Chatterbox.
Thank you, Paul. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories and five letters from readers to the evening news, plus information desk and three features from three different contributors.